So my early days were spent on bombers, and the communication you would have on there was, and again, I don't know if you've been told, it was a 40-word family gram. Okay, it was a bluey, they used to call them, a 40-word family gram. And if you imagine sending somebody 40 words, I don't know how many words are in that sentence, in that paragraph there, but it's probably about 40 words. That's what you would receive. We tended to receive them on a Saturday, maybe a Friday night, Saturday. I don't know if that was just where the wire came in or. So our submarine would sit somewhere, it would pick up the information, download it. It would be read by three or four people. They'd then issue you with a little envelope. You'd get your
Oh, you
envelope.
physically get
Yeah,
it,
you physically
right?
get it.
Okay.
You get the envelope, you then usually retreat somewhere and you read it because it's your own personal little message. And it was fairly vague a lot of the time. It was like the first couple come through. So maybe the first time you've ever been to sea, I don't know if your mum did it, if you were a young boy or girl at sea, your mum would write it and she'd probably write 40 words on nothing and send it. And you think, oh, there's nothing in that. There's nothing in. So it used to have to be like family, good. Holiday booked or whatever it was, or can't wait to see you type of thing. You had to get as much information in there. But I'd imagine it definitely happened that people would have coded words in there or people would have coded. So it went through a series of scrutinization before it came to you. So it went into the radio shack. The Petty officer in there, the RS, he would see it. The RO, the radio operators would see it. And it would probably be, I don't know if it was up to them to guess whether there was information on there. Certainly, if someone had died and it was on that bit of paper, that wouldn't be passed to you. You know, that isn't psychologically, that's not going to be good. That is a call for the captain. And it was always your worst fear. So if you were away for, again, a standard patrol back then, 10 weeks, if you were away for 10 weeks, you didn't want to hear on week three that your dog had passed away or granny or mother was in hospital. You didn't want to hear that because that would really screw you up. And the nature of the SSBN, the ballistic submarines, the big Vanguard class, was that they wouldn't surface for anything. They don't break that cover. So you knew you were on there. So you mentally had to steel yourself for that. So not knowing was the best thing. And it wouldn't have been the first time that somebody had come home to realize that somebody had passed away and been buried, and the grief process was ongoing whilst you returned. But you did know before you hit the wall, because what you heard, what on approaching the river or coming in or the night before, if there was a chance to get you off, there would be a pipe or you would get a message to you need to go and see the captain or you need to go and see the MEO. So only on one occasion did I have the MEO pull me in. I'll always remember it. And he said, I just need to have a chat. You're not going in there. You're going in there to be told news.
You know something's
All you
ahead.
want to be told is it's not my immediate family. It's not my kids, my wife, my and it, I say thankfully, it was an auntie who was, it wasn't a massive shock to me that it had happened. Had it been, it would have been like, well, but they told me at the right time, as was, do you want to get off? I think we were a day away from getting off. They could have got me off that night. I said, no, I'm okay, as long as everybody's okay at home and it's just that. But yeah, it wouldn't be the first time somebody's come out there crying and demanding to get off. I need to go now. So you couldn't really be told that news any earlier.